Welcome back to Mornings with Mike here. Noel Acosta in for Mike Keller as he is out on vacation. I'm so excited because my guest today is a five-time Emmy Award-winning co-host at Entertainment Tonight, which you can watch weeknights at 7:30 on CBS Philly. You've seen her cover all things entertainment on CNN, and she's the host and producer of the new reality series Secret Celebrity Renovation, Fridays at 8 o'clock on CBS. You can also catch tonight's episode and the first three episodes up on demand and on the CBS app and on Paramount Plus. Ladies and gentlemen, Nichelle Turner. Good morning, Nichelle. How are you?
I'm good, Noel. You know, it's the way you read that, it makes me sound like, hey, this girl's had a little bit of a career, so thank you for that. I appreciate those flowers this early in the morning.
Of course. No, you've done so much. I've watched you over the years. I love Entertainment Tonight. I remember watching that show.
Thank you.
I watched that show as a kid all the time with my mom. My mom would sit down like clockwork, 7 o'clock every night. I would see what's going on with J-Lo. So it was always fun to watch. I enjoy watching you on there as well. So great there. The reason we're having you on the show today is because of Secret Celebrity Renovation, which I'm excited.
Oh, my baby. I'm so excited about this show. Noel, it's been, we premiered 3 weeks ago on July 9th. And I have to tell you, I have never been so nervous. You know, on a day of something, I've interviewed like the biggest stars in Hollywood, sat down with, you know, really important people in the world, been to the White House to interview the First Lady. And I had more nerves on the premiere day of Secret Celebrity Renovation than I ever have in my 25-year career. But this show just brings me so much joy. I mean, this week, I know we're talking about this week's episode because Philly's homegirl, Eve, is who is being featured on the episode. And you know, it just brings me so much joy, the show does. And I think it is so needed in the time and space that we're in to have a show that is just feel good from start to finish, that makes you smile. You might drop some tears. Well, I'm not even going to say might. You will drop some tears. But they are definitely tears of joy. And you just feel good after watching it. You know, you just feel good after sitting in front of the television for an hour. Because a lot of times after I sit in front of the TV, I'm ready to throw a shoe at it.
Right, because there's just so much negativity normally on our TV.
You feel good.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. This is definitely a feel good for a Friday night. And like I mentioned, you could watch it on demand and on Paramount Plus and on the CBS app as well. But you guys are three episodes in. The fourth one's coming out tonight. You kicked it off with Wayne Brady. He helped his drama teacher, which was great for those who don't know Wayne Brady.
He helped his aunt. He redid his aunt.
Oh,
house,
he did
but
his
met
aunt.
His drama teacher.
That's right. Yeah. He did meet his drama teacher. My apologies there. So he's on Let's Make a Deal on CBS as well. Last week, you had Chris Paul, NBA All-Star. He surprised Granny and Pops. That was, oh man.
Yeah.
That was great.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? Oh man.
That episode, I mean, every time, I've seen it probably 10 times, of course, because I watched them all in advance and I've seen them through the rough cuts. It did not matter how many times I watched that episode. I boo-hoo cried throughout the whole thing. It just, and I tell you, I went into this episode, Eve's episode on Friday night saying, I'm not crying. I went on set telling everybody, I'm not crying this one. I'm not going to cry. You're not going to get me.
No.
I lied.
And you lied.
I lied.
Ugh, I think tonight that might happen again too. You're just, you know, it's a great lie though.
Yeah, it did. You know, the thing about this episode tonight that I loved so much and that I just really adored because Eve is so cool. But she came into it telling us, like, my mom, she's a rock, you know. She's hard to shake, and I don't show a lot of emotion either. That's just who we are. And when I tell you the emotion and the joy in this family and that came out of this episode, you're not gonna look at Eve the same, first of all. And you're gonna fall madly in love with Miss Julie, her mother. She is just everything.
I can't wait to watch the episode tonight. Of course, for those who are just listening, you're listening to Mornings with Mike. I'm joined with Nichelle Turner. She's the host and producer of Secret Celebrity Renovation, which you can watch Fridays at 8 o'clock on CBS. Now, the episode focus tonight will be in West Philly, not too far from where we are here in Reading, Pennsylvania. I got to ask you, Nichelle, how was your time down in Philly? Did you get a cheesesteak?
Well, I did. Do you know that I had never had a cheesesteak before?
No.
I had never had a cheesesteak. That's exactly what Eve said when I told her. And she like promptly marched me down to South Street and we went to Ishkabibble. And she got me, that's her favorite spot. And she got me a cheesesteak for the very first time. And I have to tell you, Philly has a very special place in my heart. Pennsylvania does, because when I was standing on the street with Eve, eating our cheesesteak, that was when I got the call that I was being named permanent co-host for Entertainment Tonight.
Oh,
back
wow.
in February. And so I love that moment. I love cheesesteak. I love everything about that. Maybe that's why this episode's so special to me, because I also had a really transformative life moment when I was shooting this episode of Secret Celebrity Renovation. But yeah, I have to tell you too, that Ishkabibble's cheesesteak was amazing. And then Eve got me this drink, and now I can't remember the name of the drink, but it was kind of like a Kool-Aid grape type of drink that was bananas. Bananas good.
Sounds very refreshing. And by the way, I have to mention, because it's your pinned tweet on Twitter, not only were you named the new co-host of Entertainment Tonight, but you become the first Black woman to host that show for the first time in the show's 40-year history. So congratulations on that big accomplishment as well. That is huge. That is
well, thank you. Amazing. Thank you so much.
That is so amazing. So I'm glad you got the news while you were in Philly. That's so fun. I got to check out that, what is it called? Ishkabibbles?
Ishkabibbles. Yeah,
Ishkabibbles. Okay, I've never heard of it.
And I got a cheesesteak with Wiz.
Wiz, yes, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Wiz.
So I did it right.
You did it right, yes. I love Wiz. Okay. I love Wiz. I like provolone, but I prefer the Wiz over the provolone.
Eve got provolone.
Did she get provolone? Oh, see.
Eve eats hers with provolone, yes.
Oh, man, love that. She visits her old middle school, which is really, really nice about, she saw, I guess it's no longer a school anymore in the clip that I saw.
Well, it is, but it is. So it's been taken over. And yeah, they don't function completely as a school. I think that they're going to try to, you know, maybe do some renovations and open back as a school.
Okay.
But yeah, but it hasn't changed. That's the wild thing about it. It's like nothing has changed, not even the paint on the walls.
Wow.
And so we took a little tour back. And Eve will tell you, you know, growing up in Philly, in West Philly especially, she was not the picture perfect child. She will tell you she was rough around the edges. She was a bit of a problem for her mother. She, you know, had some disciplinary problems. And so to get to kind of take this step back in time, because of where she is now in her life. I mean, she's done such a transformation. She's everything, you know, talk show host, Grammy winner, rapper, actress. She has a new, you know, series coming up this fall on ABC. You know, she's married, she's a wife, she's, you know, a stepmom, she's a fashion icon. And to go back to where she came from, it was a journey for her. I mean, it was very emotional for her to kind of relive a lot of the things that she did. But I think that it was also very cathartic. And that's what made this episode really special. I mean, you got to see Eve like work through some stuff, you know?
Yes. And you never really get to see that side of Eve, which is, I think, why this show is also great, because you see a whole other side. Like, I didn't even know Wayne Brady was best friends with Joey Fatone, but I learned that watching this show. I should have known that as a pop culture junkie that I am, but I didn't know that. That's something that went under my radar. You've got a great lineup coming up here for the rest of the season. We got Paula Abdul. You've got Lauren Elena, Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yes,
that should be fun. I'll look for that one. Emmett Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer Emmett Smith there as well. So you got plenty more episodes coming up for sure. I can't wait to check the rest of the show out. Before I let you go, I know you have a podcast, The Big Podcast with Shaq. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I do a podcast weekly. It's called The Big Podcast with Shaq, and it's with Shaquille O'Neal and Spice Adams, Anthony Spice Adams, who is just so hilarious. I mean, he spent so many years in the NFL, but he also, you know, now is like a social media giant, and he is just so great. So every week, you know, we sit down, we chop it up, we talk about different things. You know, we talk about sports, of course, but Shaq loves pop culture. So we really get into all things pop culture. We get into all things relationship because he thinks he's the big love doctor. and we just have a great time. You know, this came to me out of the blue. I got a call saying, hey, Shaq is relaunching his podcast. He wants to, you know, think about maybe having you co-host it with him. And so I knew him a little bit, but mm-hmm. I didn't, you know him well. And same with Spice. And I just, you know, I found two brothers that I don't think I ever wanted, but I have now. Aww. And I love it. We laugh all day and it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Definitely check that out as well. Check out Secret Celebrity Renovation Friday nights on CBS at 8 o'clock on CBS Philly. And check out Entertainment Tonight weeknights on CBS Philly at 7:30. Tonight, it looks like Matt Damon and Abigail Breslin talk about Stillwater. And you guys are going to discuss this new unreleased Prince album as well.
Yes, absolutely. And we also have, you know, the animated version of The Crown is releasing. So we get into all things that. But it's always a fun time on ET. Kevin and I have a great time. We're so fortunate that he is my partner in television. And I just appreciate everybody tuning in, especially there in Pennsylvania. We love you guys so much.
Yes, be sure to check it out. Nichelle, where can everyone find you on social media?
I'm at Nichelle Turner wherever you get on social media. So wherever you're on, you know, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, wherever, I'm at Nichelle Turner.
Thank you so much, Nichelle, for spending a few minutes and talking about Secret Celebrity Renovation and many other things. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we could talk again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.